One would know it right away. She felt too tired to change into a fresh Mayo. We'll be leaving soon anyway, she thought. She hoped. The alarm buzzer that signaled the end of their sleep period stirred Max. He banged his head as he forgot where he was and tried to sit up. Muttering curses, he slid out of the bunk, rubbing his forehead.
Whoever designed this bucket ought to have his head examined, Jaeger said, grinning sheepishly.
Yes, Max, said Deirdre, and you should allow more room for crew comforts on the next model.
I'll make a note of that.
Deirdre slid back the door to the bridge and gasped. Dorn was floating a meter or so above the deck, Andy fluttering helplessly over him.
He just passed out, Corvus said, his voice shaking. Half a minute ago he was fine. Then he just slumped over, unconscious.
Jaeger pushed past Deirdre and rushed to the cyborg's inert body. Deirdre went to her console, but glanced at the life support readouts on Dorn's screens. A row of glaring red lights. Flicking to the readouts for the rest of them, Deirdre saw that several of the curves had crossed their red line limits.
We're dying, she realized. The pressure is killing us.
Jaeger glanced at the displays, too.
He's in trouble, Corvus said. I can see that. We've got to figure out what's wrong with him, and fast.
Stating the obvious, Corvus said,
We're just down too damn deep. Hell of a time for you to admit that, Jaeger growled.
Deirdre saw in her central screen, The Leviathan is lighting up again. She was certain it was the one they had met and attached themselves to. It was hard to tell the differences among the mountain-sized creatures, but Deirdre thought the one they had attached to was slightly smaller and sleeker than the others that had gathered around their vessel. It was lighting up, flashing a set of images against a background of red and yellow.
What does it mean? She wondered. What is it trying to tell us?
Patiently, Leviathan showed the alien that it was going to take its usual place at the outer rim of the kin, and the alien must come along with it. The alien remained dark, mute. How can I make it understand? Leviathan wondered.
He's got a pulse, Corvus said, gripping the unconscious cyborg's human wrist.
Jaeger squinted at the medical readouts.
Pulse steady but weak. Breathing rate going down. What the hell's wrong with him?
Deirdre was feeding the Leviathan's signals through the computer program that slowed them, trying to ignore the pain that was radiating through her body.
Maybe I can figure out what it's trying to tell us if I can look at the images at a slower rate.
But she couldn't help turning away from her screens to glance at Dorn's unconscious body.
The eldest flashed to Leviathan. The alien does not respond. It's gone dark, Leviathan agreed.
It doesn't understand what you are trying to tell it,
signaled one of the elders. Or it doesn't want to understand, signed another. No, it's too stupid to understand. It's not truly intelligent. It merely mimics what we tell it. Leviathan thought otherwise, but kept its opinion to itself. Remembering its encounter with the other alien long ago, Leviathan decided that there was one way to get the alien to move, whether it acknowledged its message or not.
We have to get back up to the station, Corvus said. Get medical attention for Dorn.
For all of us, Deirdre added silently.
Still scanning the medical readouts, Jaeger muttered,
Or at least up to a higher level where the pressure isn't so bad. Back to the station, Corvus snapped.
Deirdre saw that Dorn was floating gently in the perfluorocarbon, unconscious, his arms bobbing in the liquid.
His breathing seemed deep and slow. His human eye was closed, the prosthetic camera dark instead of its usual red gleam.
"His artificial eye," she blurted. "It's off."
"So what?" Jaeger said.
"It never goes off," she said. "Not even when he sleeps."
Corvus grasped her meaning. "Maybe it's the mechanical side of him that's failed." Jaeger looked from Corvus to Deirdre, and then down at the unconscious Dorn.
"Sounds nutty."
"The medical readouts don't cover his robotic systems," Deirdre said. Then she added, "Do they?"
"No, you're right," said Jaeger. "I'll pull up the diagnostic program for his prosthetics. Andy, we'll have to plug him into the main computer. Find the connector cable."
But as Corvus launched himself toward the hatch of their sleeping area, the vessel suddenly lurched and tilted wildly.
"What the hell?"
Jaeger shouted as he slammed painfully against the main console. Dorn's inert body glided across the bridge's narrow confines and buckled against the food dispenser. Deirdre's feet were wedged into the deck loops, but she still swayed so hard that she banged her shoulder against her console. Corvus missed the hatch and rammed into the bulkhead alongside it.
"What's happening?"
Deirdre whimpered.
As gently as it could, Leviathan slid beneath the alien and pushed against it with its back. Once before, it had lifted an alien up to safety as it sank down into the hot abyss below. That had been easier, because that alien's body was flat. Circular, hard-shelled, but flat. It could ride easily enough on Leviathan's back. But this alien was round, spherical. It bounced off Leviathan's back instead of riding smoothly. Doggedly, Leviathan nudged the alien outward toward the edge of the Kin's formation, in obedience to the Elder's decision. The alien bounced along as Leviathan's flagella members patiently propelled it onward. Leviathan remembered that the earlier alien had repaid its piggyback rescue by spraying scalding heat against its hide. Then it had shot upward into the cold abyss above, never to return. What will this alien do? How will it react to being pushed back to the edge of the Kin?
Holding on for dear life to her console's hand grips, Deirdre tried to make sense of the Leviathan's slowed-down message while Jaeger and Corvus analyzed Dorn's cybernetic systems. Jaeger was muttering a continuous string of swearing as Faraday lurched and bounced madly.
"Son of a bitch is battering us to death," Jaeger growled in between choice curses and words Deirdre had never heard before.
"It's pushing us," Deirdre said, trying to focus on the display in her central screen.
Corvus had connected the cable that linked Dorn's mechanical side with the vessel's main computer. Jaeger was trying to trace the cyborg's systems, but the constant banging, jarring, made it almost impossibly difficult. Between lurches, Deirdre saw that the Leviathan had signaled to them that it was going to move away from the core of the creature's massive spherical formation, out toward the edge, and they should follow along with it.
"It's pushing us outward," Deirdre said. "It wants us to move out to the rim of their formation."
"Hell of a way to make us move," Jaeger rumbled.
"Maybe if we light up our propulsion system, we could go more smoothly," Corvus suggested.
"Maybe," Jaeger agreed.
The alien suddenly moved off on its own, squirting a spray of heated water behind it. Leviathan was glad that the alien was not resting on its back, remembering the other alien that had scalded its hide. Swimming alongside the alien, Leviathan again flashed its message that they were heading out to the edge of the Kin. Other Leviathans in the formation swung wide of the alien, allowing them to pass through without hindrance.